Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com. It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. Every now and then, we like to bring you a segment we call The Song That Changed My Life. It's a chance to find out what makes some of our favorite musicians the person they are today. Stepping up this time, Ludwig Göransson. His name might not immediately be familiar, but you probably know some of his work. He's a composer and producer. He was born in Sweden, and he moved to the United States in 2007. And before long, he started working in TV and movies as a composer. One of his first was Community. It was actually on the set of Community where he met Donald Glover. The two became friends, and then when he found out that Glover could sing and rap, collaborators. Göransson has been the principal producer on all of Glover's Childish Gambino records. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. Göransson has also scored some pretty big films: Fruitvale Station, Creed, Venom, and Black Panther. The music he wrote for Black Panther is up for the Academy Award for Best Original Score at this year's Oscars. So we asked Ludwig, the brilliant composer and hip-hop producer, to tell us about the song that changed his life. His pick? Enter Sandman by Metallica. Because, of course. Take it away, Ludwig.
So I grew up in Sweden in a small little city called Linköping. It's about 120,000 people there in Sweden, and that's something we're very proud of over there. But compared to American standards, it's you would call it a tiny village. So I grew up with a dad who's a music teacher at the local music school. One of the first things I remember getting for Christmas was a little traveling guitar, electric guitar. It's called Chiquita. It was tiny, like a one-quarter size of a guitar, and my dad started giving me lessons. So we started every day, like for 10 minutes, just sit the guitar and we played some songs. And my dad was mostly playing blues or jazz. He listened to a lot of classical music, like 10 minutes a day. And I started when I was about six. And I think 1 or 2 years later, when I was eight, I remember this night in my hometown, probably winter time. It's always winter there. And I heard some noise down the hallway to my dad's studio. He had his door closed, and there was some music playing in there. And I was like, oh, this sounds really... like people screaming. And I was like, oh, it kind of got a little worried. Like, what is this sound? And I had, like, opened the door, and my dad was standing, like, with his hair out and with his guitar on and just, like, jamming out to something that, to me, sounded like... it came from outer space. And I was like, Dad, what is this? What is this? And my dad was like, this is Metallica. I have to learn this because my students, they want to play this song. And at that time, he didn't even... like, he was kind of on the fence about it. He didn't really like that kind of music. But he had... He was a good... teacher. He wanted to do a good job for his students, and he learned that song. And as soon as I asked what song it was, he showed me the main riff on the guitar. And since I've already played guitar with him for 2 years, I could already play it. So it's a very innocent intro. It feels like, oh, this is kind of nice. We're going for this nice ride, and then the toms kicking, like, okay, what's going on here? Like, we started in this dream state, and now we're going to this darkness, and then, boom, there we go. The dream is starting. The nightmare is, like, you can feel the sweat. You're, like, turning yourself in bed, and what's going on? He's just, like, uncomfortable. And what's cool about this is that the intro is, like, it's a 1 minute, 10 second long intro. And this song was a huge hit, and... yeah, with a 1 minute, 10 second instrumental intro in the beginning, it's like, it really builds up to this incredible wall of sound right here. It sounds like you're at a live concert. I don't know how many guitars, like 100 guitars playing the riff. You know, I know they mic'd drums for months just to get this drum sound. The drums are incredibly loud. And then James Hetfield's vocals comes in. Now this, the vocals takes up 70% of the sound image. You didn't think it could be any bigger. You didn't think the sound could get any bigger. But then his vocals comes in and just like adds 70%. And just his vocals are just, it's so interesting. It's like he has so many quirks to it, like the way he pronounces things, and is just like, yeah. And it's kind of also like a country-esque kind of quality to it as well, like kind of like a country singer. And like the way his top lines, his melodies, like he's singing, is extremely well-written melodies, like really great melodies. You know, if you're a pop writer, like this would be like the best top liner you could write. And this is a guitar solo here. That was the first time I heard like anything technically played on a guitar that I didn't understand how to do it. I remember buying the tablature for this song, because I really wanted to learn the song, and my dad also wanted to learn the song, and I wanted to play it exactly how it was played in the recording. So Metallica and guitars kind of became a way for me and my dad to bond. Like, we started to learn more Metallica songs. He'd learn. My dad also got more interested in it because I was so fascinated by the sound. And so he started to play all the Metallica songs with me, and we started to play every day together. After my dad saw that I was a fan, he bought me the VHS tape of the making of the Metallica album. I got to see the Enter Sandman video, and I was also so young. I remember seeing that one, and it felt to me like an X-Files episode, which was the scariest thing I've ever seen on TV. I think we always want to be scared. We always want or drawn to things that seems dangerous and scary to us. And I think especially that was something that I was drawn to when I heard Enter Sandman, because I'd never heard anything that kind of sounded dangerous and scary before. And also when I saw the video, you know, the Enter Sandman video, I was like, okay, this is some serious stuff. This was the song that made me realize that I wanted to pursue a career in music. If I can play these songs, maybe I could do it for the rest of my life. I can learn more songs and I can start my own band, and that's something I could do for a living. I got a longer perspective of how I could do music in life. I wanted to be a soccer goalkeeper to being the lead guitarist of Metallica. And unfortunately, I didn't become the lead guitar player of Metallica, but it was the lead way into my musical career.
Composer Ludwig Göransson on the song that changed his life, Metallica's Enter Sandman. I don't know if you heard, but Ludwig got multiple Grammy Awards this past weekend for his work on the Childish Gambino song This Is America, including both Best Song and Best Record. Our congrats to Ludwig and past guest Donald Glover. Like we said before, Ludwig's work on the film Black Panther is up for the Best Original Score Oscar at this year's Academy Awards. You can tune in Sunday, February 24th, to find out if he can add that one to his hardware cabinet.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.